Frankie Valli, who is celebrating his 89th birthday today, and we started the hour with the Supremes on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. To serve and protect is the promise of the Toronto Police Service, and TPS values also include connecting with compassion, and that is exactly what officers have been doing through an amazing project that helps newcomers settle in here. And for Toronto Detective Constable Mustafa Popelzay, this project is personal. Welcome to the show, Constable.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
This is such a wonderful personal story of giving back related to your own experience as an immigrant. Maybe you could start out by sharing that story with us.
Absolutely. In the year 2000, my father and my family were forced to leave Afghanistan due to the Taliban and how my dad was getting death threats. He was an artist back home in Afghanistan. So we came here in 2000, almost 23 years ago. Going through university and getting my education and joining the Toronto Police Service in the year 2014, I saw what was going on, just like the whole world witnessed, when all the refugees were coming from Afghanistan in the year 2021. We started Project Hope with the hope and intention that we could, as a police service and just as a human being or a citizen of the country, we could assist and give back to the refugees. So over the last 2 years, we have been assisting the newcomers, the refugees, by visiting in their homes, supporting them, providing them information sessions, and just to make sure that they understand that the laws and police are completely different than what they were back home, and for good reasons, and that they could trust police, they could call us without any fear or hesitation. If they're ever being victimized, they no longer have to fear. Because personally for myself, for the first 12 years of my life here in Canada, I personally had no interactions with the police and or the law, mainly due to my negative experiences back home. Mm-hmm. with the police and the government and everything else like that.
Yeah.
So I just don't want them to have the same kind of experience, and that's why we launched Project Hope.
I think that's amazing, and what great ambassadorship too, right? Connecting all communities, the police service, with newcomers to Canada. So how do you help people settle in? And my understanding is that this is not part of your work duties. You're doing this outside of work duties, correct?
That's correct. Initially, the project started with the Afghan refugees, as we saw a large number of them arriving. But then last year, we realized that the need is beyond just the Afghan refugees, and we opened it up to all refugees. As you see, the world is, some countries are going through some rough things right now with things happening in Turkey and in Sudan. You know, there's always newcomers and refugees coming to Canada. So we opened it up to all refugees from any corner of the world. And most of the work, as you know, obviously we have our own duties and responsibilities and overwhelmed by the work that we have to do. So most of the Project Hope stuff has been done on our own time, on our own volunteer time. And the reason for that is we truly care for the community. And it's hard to say no to someone who has just arrived to the country and are lost and are asking for guidance and asking for support. I have been there myself. My family has been there themselves. So it's kind of hard to say no to them, and that's why, I get calls pretty much, believe it or not, all hours of the night. Most of the newcomers, they're really in desperate need of guidance and support, and we just try to help them. So to answer your question, the help was, we assisted them initially. We tried to assist them initially with, anything that they need in terms of furniture, strollers, baby formula, just regular basic things that they need. And so far, we have single-handedly raised over $600,000 of worth of donation in kind that we have given to them provided to the newcomers and refugees. And then the second layer of assistance is just the mentorship and the guidance and the support, where we provide them with information sessions to explain them the role of the police, the role of the government, how they can call police without having to worry about any negative repercussions and things like that. And then on the last end, we try to visit them in their homes and interact with their families, talk to their kids, just build that relationship where they feel comfortable enough to know that they no longer have to fear the uniform. Because initially, just any refugee newcomer that comes in, the minute they see it, like, some of the questions they get is like, oh, are you going to send us back home? Are you here to arrest us? Because these are the kind of things that they grew up with, or they were raised with, or they were surrounded with, which I personally experienced myself as well. So having them, know that they, we're not here to arrest them. We're not here to, negatively impact their life. But indeed, we're here to help them, and mostly on our own volunteer time. It really brings a big smile to their faces.
That is amazing. Detective Constable Mustafa Papalze with Toronto Police Service supporting Project Hope. Thank you for your service.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you so much.